Now, there was a very important person on the bag of Paul Eales today, and that was Mrs. Eales. Sharon, now good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Nice to meet you.
And now a big congratulations to you. Now, of course, you've played a very important part in this good presentation today. Firstly, how long have you been caddying for your husband?
For Paul, ever since he started on the senior tour, and a little bit when he was coming to the end of his career and doing a little bit on challenge tour, but mainly on the senior tour. So it's been fun. I think we've done a little bit of a swan song. He said, oh, well, you know, I'm not sure if I want to play on the senior tour, but we'll see. And then his son caddied for him for the first few weeks of it, and I was busy doing my own thing, and then he said, I think I would quite like to be back on tour, so you're on. So that was me.
Fantastic. But I gather it's as much work, it's also a bit of fun, because you're here in Holland and you're going to be playing some golf now after the tournament, enjoying your time in Holland.
Yes, we're so lucky to have so many great friends in Holland. You know, just as it happens, and we met a couple of friends in when we played another senior event in Germany who have insisted on us coming at some point to see them over at Kennemar. And we finally said, yeah, we could fit one in, you know, so off we go tomorrow. And we've been really lucky. We played on Wednesday as well at Eindhoven, so another friend of ours. So, you know, Holland's a very special place for us. It really is.
Sounds great. But let's talk a little bit about your own golf. How long have you been playing? When did you start? And what got you playing golf?
Been playing golf a long time, but I wasn't interested when I was young. But my father had his own little bunker in the garden and he was completely obsessed with it, and my brother was a pretty good player, so I was around it a lot, but I preferred doing other things. And it wasn't until I went to university actually that I did actually start playing properly and decided, well, I know I can hit a ball, but I might take it up a little bit more seriously, and ended up coming down quite quickly and ended up with county golf, but you know, that level. So I'm off two now, which is probably down to Paul, because when I first met him I was probably about 6 handicap, and now I'm off 2, so he must be fairly good at teaching.
Well, that's very good, because often, you know, like with a car, the husband cannot teach the wife to drive, but golf in your case, that works.
Well, he's got a very unique way of coaching that's different to the conventional way, and it's much more hands-off and about you finding your own way, and he's brilliant at delivering that, whether it's me or anyone else. So that's helped enormously, get away from too much technical thinking and a bit of fun and enjoying shaping shots and things like that. So that really appealed to me, so it's great.
When you're caddying, what is the tip to be a good caddy?
Well, they say keep up and shut up, don't they? I'm not so good at the second one. It's just knowing, trying to know when to say the right thing at the right time and when not to say anything. It's hard, and you can only learn that by being on the job and trying not to take any too much control and realizing they know what they're doing and accepting that they do know what they're doing. But when they want some help, just back them up and give them some confidence. And that's really all you can do.
Well, I must say, I was watching you out there and you looked a tremendous team as caddy and player, looking so relaxed and looking as if you're just playing a friendly round of golf together. But it really gelled, and that 17th putt, wow, you were brilliant there.
Wow, yeah, he gives me all the credit for things because he's so generous. But we're working on some putts we don't get right, some we do, and it was a very special moment. I must admit, I actually didn't see that last one go in either, as well as he didn't. But I heard the crowd, so that would do.
Now, fantastic. Now, Sharon, thank you for your time now. Go off and celebrate. Enjoy the rest of your time in Holland, and we hope to see you next year.
Well, thank you very much. Nice to be interviewed.
Thank you.